A Japanese Viewpoint. 5.
One of the most unforgettable acts of American kindness in my life is the way people care for someone walking behind them when they open a door to enter or leave a building. In the United States, it is very common to see someone completely stop walking and hold the door open for the sake of someone walking behind them, even for someone walking several meters behind, and especially if the door is large and heavy. Japanese would rarely do that, except maybe those who have lived in the States or somewhere else with this custom. Actually, instead of holding the door, someone may open the door rather forcefully to make it open widely to delay the closing of the door so that someone behind can pass. I was rather embarrassed and rushed forward to pass through the door for the first time someone held it open for me. Now I sometimes do the same thing in Japan, but I rarely see anyone else do the same. Why can't we do this simple procedure that creates a lot of appreciation in others? Some people may say there are a lot of automatic doors in Japan, such as we see with taxis. Some may say the sliding door used to be more common in Japan, so the older generation could not develop this custom to teach their own children, in the same way older people cannot teach young people to use a cell phone properly because they have never used one themselves. Similarly, Americans and other English speakers almost always say excuse me or sorry whenever they touch someone by mistake. On the other hand, Japanese are infamous for rarely apologizing even when they bump into somebody forcefully, often intentionally, when getting off a train or bus. Shouldn't Japanese people be more considerate of others?